Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's Not Your Head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B. Not Your Head Wednesday got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Austin and Amber always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news. Wednesday days of 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical 1, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yeah, yeah. What's up? Man, it's another Wednesday. Your boy is back on the air again. Looks like it's going to be me as usual tonight. I don't know if Red is coming on, and I'm certain Divine is not going to be on tonight, but yeah, you motherfuckers got me tonight, so it is what it is, man. Sitting out here chilling in Chicago. We were down for 2 weeks. We back. It looks like we still having some type of fucked up technical difficulties, but I'm going to let it ride for an hour tonight, man. And that's what we're going to do, man. Tonight, hopefully, we'll have Mr. Cormega on the show tonight. And we will talk to that brother and see what's been going on in his world, man, in hip-hop. I do have some new music for him, which, incidentally, I played a couple of weeks back. I'll let y'all hear that new Cormega, man. So, you know, with Lodge Professor production on it. And that shit was dope. And it's still dope, if you don't know. But, yeah, we got my man Cormega coming on tonight, and we're going to see what's going on with my man. And we're going to go from there, man. It's just is what it is, man. Other than that, yeah, I'm back. And I don't know, man. I ain't really got nothing to talk about, man. You know, we lost a great lady, Maya Angelou. You know, she's gone. And she passed away. Great lady. Died. And she's moved on to greater things now, you know. So I question every now and then. I'm like, man, do we have any more real black activists anymore? Any black revolutionaries? You know, we can't really count Jesse Jackson. The Jackson clan is fucked up. Tavis Smiley is bitter. I don't think we have any really black revolutionaries or activists worth mentioning, to be honest. I mean, it's crazy, though, man. But people are checking out of here, man, left and right, man. You know, 2014, man, is the year of people passing, man. And, I mean, I knew she was sick, and, you know, she's off in a better place. So, but, yeah, you know, that's something we missed a couple of weeks ago, you know, about me not being here. But, yeah, you know, that's life. Aside from that, man, like I said, I got some new music for y'all tonight, man. I got, you know, it's been out for a while, but, you know, my man 50 Cent dropped his new album out, Slept On Sky and Torre album, Lauren Mayhem. I don't know who this cat is, man, but when I saw Buck Wild was doing the production on it, man, I was like, man, let me go and check him out, man. So far from what I've heard, man, off that album, man, it's pretty good, man. So I got a couple of joints from that. I got some pro-era joints. A couple of joints, man. I have some more stuff, man, but like I said, I'm only doing an hour tonight, and that's what we're going to go with it, man. And I got an hour to do this tonight, and you know, a brother got a new job, man. So it's like, man, it's kicking my ass, man. I work at the hospital now. So it's like really fucking kicking my ass. And, you know, y'all don't give a shit, but y'all just want to hear the beats. But, yeah, man, it's whooping my ass, man. It's fucked up. But other than that, man, you know, I'm going to try to get my ass in here as much as I can and, you know, let y'all hear some new shit. You know, I'm going to cop some new shit, play it on, you know, and let you check it out. Again, you know, the last time we were on the air, man, I was kind of pissed off and bitching because, you know, we were supposed to have, you know, Jazzo on the show. And, again, I want to apologize to everybody that does listen to the show, man, when you can. You know, the problem that we have is we you know, and I ain't going to pretty much blame it on Jazzo, man, you know. The thing is, when we're dealing with PR reps, managers, so-called managers and stuff like that, it's a hassle. And the manager's saying one thing, but the artist is saying something else. So if we talk to the artist and the artist is like, yeah, I'll show up, I'll do it, yeah, I'll be on. You know, we kind of taking him, her at her word, you know. But we still have to go through, you know, the chains of command and you know, process where we have to go through, you know, the manager, the PR rep, the handler, the best friend, the homie, the nigga you know down the street or whatever, man. We got to go through that type of bullshit. And sometimes that shit doesn't always work out right because, again, the artist is saying one thing and the rep is saying something else. And if the artist is like, yeah, I'm cool with it, and then the rep is coming back like, nah, he ain't cool with it, she ain't cool with it, then, you know, it's a bunch of miscommunication, man. And that's the problems we have with the show. Please believe me, when we say we going to get somebody, man, you know, we try to confirm, you know, we get the confirmation, and then there's a hiccup. And, you know, like I said, we try to be honest with you guys. You know, we've had a lot of people on these shows. You know, it is what it is, man. But, I kind of want to apologize because I got real pissed off about it, man. And that, you know, it's in my character to be pissed off, but, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't really have to, you know, deal with this shit. I have to hear it. But, yeah, that's what the fuck happened, man. You know, when we get artists on here, we're not trying to sham no goddamn body. We're not trying to lie to get people to listen to the show or to come to the show and bait and switch on y'all and everything. It's just the politics of the business, man. Some motherfuckers do what they say, and some motherfuckers don't. And as of lately, been getting a lot of motherfuckers that don't, you know. CL Smooth faked out on us. I don't know if it was him or if it was his handler, you know what I'm saying? We had motherfuckers from Dos Effects fake out on us and shit, man. Again, I don't know if it was him or if his fucking handler and shit. Same thing with Jazzo, man, you know. Maybe it was a miscommunication. You know, I know the nigga that is his handler and shit, you know, but, you know, maybe it's a miscommunication. I don't fucking know. But I don't like to, you know, go out here and promote shit until I know for sure that we have whomever is going to be on the show. So, that being said, man, again, I apologize. And, you know, just wanted to reach out to y'all, man, and let y'all know. You know, the D-Hour show, the D-Hour network, man, you know, we go to great lengths, man. Again, and I've said this time and time on show before, man, we don't get paid a dime for this, man. We do this out of GP, out of love, man. And probably if we were getting paid money, my ass would probably be here more often. But, we don't get paid for this, man. It's out of love, man. We bring a product, a service. I want to say a product. We bring a brand to you guys, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we do this because we want to, not because we have to. We do it because we want to. We have benefits from it. You know, we get to meet the artists. We get to meet the people that we have on the show. And it's just cool shit to do, you know. A lot of people can't do what we do, you know. Not saying that we're special, but, I mean, shit, you have to have a very powerful presence, a very powerful gift of gab, you know, able to speak to people on a professional level, and sometimes, you know, just being able to speak to people, period, man, in order to get them to appear on the show, man, and vice versa, you know, on the rest of the shows that we have here, man. You know, D, he goes out there and he do what he do, man, you know, and I get on Facebook, I do what I do, you know, I talk to these cats, and we keep it moving. But, you know, that's just how we get down, man. We trying to do something, man, something that we like to do. And I mean, that's, there ain't no other way to put it, man. This is stuff we like to do. I like talking to old school rappers and shit. I like talking to MCs, man, and filling them out. You know, just hearing what they own, man. Where you been? What you doing? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you get the random jerk face, and sometimes you get really cool cats. And we've met some really cool people on this show, man. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. And, I mean, that is what it is, man. So, but anyway, I'm going to stop jibber-jabbering and shit. And, man, I'm going to let y'all hear this new Cormega before he gets on, man. This came out, I want to say, last month, fucking May. And the shit was dope then, and it's dope now. So I'm going to let y'all hear this joint called Mega the Industry, produced by Large Pro. And we just going to go from there, man. So enjoy the shit, and I'll be back. Nod your head.
Listen to me good.
Yeah. The artist is the most important person.
To their preachers.
Exaggerated tales of hustling. We quick to pass judgment and fail our brothers instead of talking about Laura Hill. Talk about Laura skill. Truth be told, there may never be a girl as hell. Don't gossip about Dame Dad. Give props to Dame Head. Put a rise of Jay and persona Kanye. Man, niggas is crazy. That's why we ain't got shit. Rappers hate each other, not the labels that got rich. Don't care about culture, they only want profit. If your album sells slow, bet you get dropped quick. Q-Tip warned us, the industry's toxic. For reference, check out BDP Sex. What styles made, I get high, it was playing all day. What styles made, I'm black, it didn't get enough play. Word. I guess they got a problem with anything positive. Doesn't make sense if it doesn't bring dollars in.
Those that managed us, those that were our agents, those that were our accountants, those that were the record executives, those that were the owners of the record label, you never got true accounting. But nothing that you did.
What's the difference between a label and pimping? You sell yourself, they tell you how to spend it. Whole ass niggas, slow down, listen. Pimps prey on minds with no ambition. They keep you fly. Image is promotion, they keep you high. So a nigga isn't focused, you living in the moment, feeling yourself. They living in plush homes, what's really success and what's swag? I don't care how you dress or what you drive, I want rhymes that really impress. You say it's all about money, do you even invest any time in your rhymes? Let me guess, you so nice you don't write, it just comes to you. Cause you the shit, nah, you just doodle. I lyrically abuse any rapper who choose to step to me. I will bring it right to you.
Who do you think you are to them? You're nothing but a piece of meat. And you're only as valuable as your last hit song. And when you make no more hit songs, nobody cares for you.
Men lie, women lie, numbers can be altered to look higher. Shareholders hate taking losses, this is business. They don't care about your lyrics, the better you sell, the better future for their children. Controversy sells, so they support conflict. Makes more progress, means more profit. And artists get killed, they say they so sorry. Meanwhile, they tell you the date of his next project. What a life, death made a more profit. Record companies get paid for your drama. And Beef DVD is on BET, so every artist who was on it was beeping for free, while the royalties are going to QD3. He Quincy Jones son, what he know about beef? No disrespect intended, I know he got beef, but it's deep how the rich get paid off our grief.
And every one of our great artists, they dying with nothing. And the record company executives were rich sending their children to college. Brilliant. But the question is, can you put your brilliance in a song? Can you put the condition of the world in a song and inspire young people all over the world?
Yo, just like that, we are back. Man, I blessed y'all with that Cormega, the industry. I got another joint from him tonight, too. But that shit is dope, man. He's speaking the truth, man, about how the industry is today. You know, the shit has changed. You know, I get on the show, like, every other week, and I get on this show, man, and motherfuckers be talking about me, man, but I don't give a fuck, man. I love hip-hop, man. I love the music. I love the lyricism, you know, that come with the music and everything, man. And the shit has changed and the bar has been dropped. Now, mind you, I don't expect everything to remain the same. A lot of motherfuckers speak this of me in criticism and everything, man. You know, it can't stay the same all the time. But see, here's the thing. Companies that put out rap music, music in general, they are in it to make a profit. As is the person that is rapping, MCing, whatever, they are trying to make a profit. Not everybody is in it to make a profit or to make money. Some people do it because they like what they do, and there's a possibility of them, you know, a chance of them making good money and everything. It's not all about, man, I want a rap man so I can walk around here and you know, make big dollars and everything. Now, if I sit up in here and say, you know, a lot of rappers in the 80s and the 88 and shit like that weren't in it for the money, I'd be lying, because a lot of them were. So they saw a way to make profit, but it was also a way to, you know, get out there and do it. I mean, it's entertainment. I mean, you generally out here doing it to make money. But not everybody was all about that, man. You know, it's a lot of cats that came out that were incredible MCs, incredible rappers and shit, and they ain't make a fucking dime, but they were good at what they did, and some of them didn't give a shit, some did, you know. But the bar has been dropped low. I mean, I can't sit here and be like, you know, explicit lyrics came out in my time, man. 88, N.W.A., Too Short, Ghetto Boys, Choice, you know, it was a lot of explicit lyrics, a lot of cussing and shit, you know. New York did it, East Coast did it, West Coast did it, Down South did it, you know. Two Live Crew was affluent back then, man. I mean, the shit was cool, man. I didn't have a problem. What I do have a problem with is radio does not, and that's why I had a problem, man. You know, I don't care for trap music, man. I mean, it's easy to make, it's profitable rap music. I call it hip-hop shit, you know. It's profitable, but I wouldn't even be so fucking upset all the time, man, if they would just mix in. There's a lot of hip-hop that y'all don't hear every year that comes out. Artists quietly come out, and you don't hear about them, man. You know what I'm saying? It's some real cold-ass artists out there that you don't hear about because radio refuses to play them. And you know what I'm saying? It's not to say that you don't know if you won't like it. You know, if you fed something all the time, constantly, you're going to be like, damn, you know, I like this shit. I like this shit. I like this shit. I'm going to keep eating it because I like this shit. You know, and if you constantly fed that shit every day and not fed something different, how are you ever going to know if you like it or not if you don't fucking try it? And that's the problem, man. You know, radio's playing all this, you know, fucked up ass rap shit, man. You know, again, you know, I'm biased about it, man, but I mean, if some of y'all grew up and listened to some of the older shit, you wouldn't feel so fucking stressed when you hear, you know, the new shit. You know, yeah, you know, I hear a lot of MCs say that shit, man. It's a new rapper's game, man. And I call bullshit on that. A lot of y'all say it, you know, and I try to not to agree, and I try to agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. You know, motherfuckers be like, oh, it ain't for us no more, man. It's a young man's game. It's a young man's game to a point, but just because it's a young man's game doesn't mean they have to be force-fed bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a young man's game, but they ain't even trying to understand where it came from. You know, and it all sounds the same, man. You know, and that's why I lose my shit at, man, because it all sounds the fucking same, man. It's like you hear the same motherfuckers on the same track, man. You know, they used to have real posse cuts, man. You know, Live at the Barbecue. Whole posse, a bunch of niggas with Heavy D. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was real posse cuts, man, with remixes and shit, with different music and shit, you know? And that's why I be so passionate about the shit, man, because it's the young motherfuckers ain't understanding, man. And, you know, like I said, yeah, it's not just a young man's game. It doesn't have to be a young man's game. There are older cats, man, out here that are still doing it, but there's no respect, you know? And that's what, you know, I lose my shit at, man, because I'm like, man, you know, motherfuckers trying to tell me, oh, this shit is hot. No, really, it ain't, man, because the lyrics, the skill, I mean, you know, whatever motherfucker like, that shit, you like that, that shit. Skill is horrible, man. Hold on, man, we got a call in. Let me see who this is. Naja Head Radio, who's calling?
Mega.
What's up, this called Mega?
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
You should take me off live.
We checking for you. We waiting on this call. We checking. Hold on, people. We waiting on Mega to get on the line now. Okay, they dropped. So they'll call back. Yeah, but anyway, as I was saying, man, yeah, I'm real passionate about hip-hop and shit, man. And, you know, the game has just changed so much, man. And again, like I said, I don't expect it to stay the same. You know, I just wish that they would mix the shit in, man. You know, it's so much dope-ass shit that came out, man. And a lot of these cats, man, don't get no play, man. A lot of them really don't get no play. And that's where we come in. You know, we try to give, you know, people the benefit of the doubt and play it and shit, man. You know? So while we waiting on Mega to hit us back, and that's him hitting us back right now. Hold on 1 second. RGA Radio, y'all dropped. You okay? Everything cool?
Yes. Have Mega on the line?
I don't hear. Mega, you in there? You hear, man? I can barely hear you, man. You good?
Yo.
What's up, man? How you feeling?
Feeling.
You kind of clipping out a little bit, man. You got to get them bars together, man. The 3 bars or 4 bars up, man. You clip it a little bit.
Nah, my phone is perfect.
I can barely hear you, man. You kind of clipping in and out, man, but we're going to try to roll through it anyway, man. What's good with you, man?
I'm just chilling.
Just chilling.
Enjoying this nice weather.
I'm in Chicago right now, man. The weather's kind of jacked up right now, man. We got rain one day, hot the next, storms and shit falling off, trees falling down, man. So we got bad weather over here, man. Yeah, so anyway, I missed your show, man, when you was out here in Chicago, man. I think it was like 2 weeks ago you was out here, man. I missed it, man. They did your show on a Thursday, man. Your brother had to work, man. I straight wanted to check it out, man. I heard it was good, though, man. How'd you enjoy your time in Chicago, man?
There's always love in Chicago. I love Chicago. Chicago's a beautiful, beautiful place, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm glad you had a good time, man. I wish I could have caught that show, though, man. When the next time you think you might be out this way? Anybody booking you anytime soon?
I think I might be back out there in July.
In July? That's what's up, man.
Might be out there in July.
That's what's up. Listen, I played the industry joint earlier, man, and I actually it kind of was a segue into what I was talking about, man. And you know, and you touched on a lot of stuff, man, in them verses, man, in the bars, man. Let me ask you something, man. You've been in the game for a minute, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
How different is the industry when you was coming up to the shit that they're doing now, man? How different is it for you?
It's probably the same, you know. It's just probably the same. It's just when I was coming up, at least skills mattered. When I was coming up, skills mattered. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Now you'll be terrible. You could actually be terrible right now and get a record deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. What'd you say, sir? I didn't hear you.
I said it wasn't like that before. Before he had to have skill. It wasn't about no cosign or affiliation or whatever. If you was good, you was good. If you wasn't, no matter who your friend was or your brother or your cousin or what crew you're affiliated with, you have to be nice. Skills matter.
Yeah, it's definitely changed, man. And a lot of the younger cats I speak to, man, you know, they always talking about, you know, what's irrelevant and what's relevant and everything, man. And relevancy to me is if whether you 40 or, you know, my man Biz just hit 50, but he's still out here doing it. You know, Biz could drop a record today or tomorrow, and people will still go cop that. You know, Biz go out here DJing now. People will still go out to see him and stuff, man. And a lot of these younger MCs that are out now, man, they have poor reflection on the game right now, man, because who's going to remember them when, like, every 6 months, you know, something new comes out and they've forgotten?
True.
So it's true. Like, man, you know, when I heard that joint, man, I was like, yeah, he's speaking some real shit on here, man. I mean, but the problem is, you know, radio shows like ours, they will hear you, but you'll never hear that on Hot 97, you know, with the Rosenbergs and, you know, all these other cats out here, man. They ain't going to play you.
You know what, though? I don't make music for radio. I make music for fans, not for the radio. So, like, when my albums were being released independently all these years and receiving all the accolades that they received, radio wasn't rocking, wasn't playing my joints either. So it makes me no difference because obviously the fans pay attention to my music. So, you know, the reaction that I got from people like yourself and, you know, from listeners and from the internet and from magazines and bloggers has been extremely favorable, like better than I anticipated. I honestly didn't know how that song would be received. I thought it was a good record because it's my song, and I always think I make something good. Every artist thinks they make something good. We're biased as artists to like our stuff. So, but somebody actually really liking it is a whole different thing. So when people started reacting the way they reacted to that, I was definitely humbled because the reaction has been, that's the best reaction I got for a record in many, many years. So not only that song is not just an indication of me or indication of my skills. That song is an indication that people agree with what I'm saying. People are tired of bullshit. People want real music.
Yeah.
So basically, people related to that song, not just because of the beat, because of the rhyme, but because they related to it. They understood exactly where I'm at. What, you know, they understood the song.
Yeah, but there was definitely some thirst, man, for that track, man. So, it didn't help. I mean, it helped too that you had Large Foe, you know, hook it up and everything too, man. You know, but the track was dope, man. And what you were speaking on was dope as fuck, man. So I mean, I commend you, man. That shit was tight. I was playing it, man, because you know, Cass didn't send it to me, man. I had to go to YouTube and snatch it, man, and play it. I played it when it came out. And, you know, people was calling up at the show like, damn, that's New Mega and shit. I was like, yeah, this is New Mega, you know? So, yeah, you know, that's what's up, man. I had to snatch that shit off of YouTube, man. But, man, so on that note, when can we expect the new Core Mega album out, man?
Next month. Tell everybody, July 22nd. That joint is out. July 22nd.
What's the title?
The title is Mega Philosophy.
Mega Philosophy. That's what's up. Who's production, man? Who's doing the production? Any guests? Who's featured on it with you?
Law Professor did all the production.
Oh,
the
that shit's gonna be tight. That's gonna be tight.
Every track
is
produced by Law Professor.
So he did everything on it. Okay. And if we want to get in contact with Core Mega on the social networks, man, how we catch up with you, man?
Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. What is it? Real Core Mega on Twitter. At Real Core Mega.
Real Core Mega. Okay. Yeah, my man D, man, he reached out to you, man. I appreciate him coming, man, and hitting you up, man. And I appreciate you getting on the show, too, man. It sounded like you were traffic and everything. So we can expect a new album next month. Of course, you're doing tours and everything, man. Is there anything else you want to let the fans know about Cormega, man?
No, just tell them July 22nd, man. I'm coming, man. And I want to thank Chicago for showing me love every time. Hopefully I'll be out there soon again.
Yeah, I hope you're out in July, too, man, so I can catch the show. And I hope they don't do it on the Thursday again, man, so I'm going to catch you on a weekend or something. You know, niggas got to work,
no
man.
No doubt. I think the next show might be I don't know what day they were trying to make it. It might have been a Sunday or something. I'll find out.
Yeah, we got your contact information, so I'll catch up with you, man, and, you know, get a couple of pictures of you, man, at the show, man. I take pictures, too, man. I got a lot of hats, man. But, man, we're going to let you slide on up out of here, man. And I appreciate you and your publicist, man, you know, for letting us have this time with you. And, man, when the album comes out, man, and next month, man, we want to have you back on the show again so we can play a couple of joints off of it, man.
No problem. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, sir, we're going to let you bounce, man. I hope you have an enjoyable evening. And I want to thank you, man, for coming on Naja Hit Radio. And, again, man, you are more than welcome to come to the show, man. Anytime you want, man. You are family.
All right, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Be easy, and we will catch you later, man. Peace out. Peace. Yo, if you didn't know, man, we just got off the line with my man, Cormega. Very intelligent, casual brother, man. He graced us with that, man. So everybody be looking out for that new Cormega album, man. And I'm going to play some more shit, man. Let me see if I can find something, man, to play off of this mug, man. I know we only got two pieces for Cormega, and we're going to play this joint with him and Raekwon on here, man. So Cormega and Ray, Honorable.
Mega, Mega, hey, what up? The library is slang, fucking the Dutchess up in Ukraine. Political prisoner, check the chain. Out the country with my dame, televised gangsters, see me up close, nothing changed. Getting top on top, bags of duffels, need the long Glock, you stupid, don't play me. See him in drug spots, plain clothes, all in shop. Dick out, can't even explain me. I live for the moment, give to the homeless. $20,000 tax, cribs is a bonus. You fucking with the niggas who bust straight. Men in society drinking juice in the hood. Fuck waiting, paper made me do it. Your body will snatch. It's like a London flick, gets the jets. Sitting at the dice table handling man to man. One-on-one, 100 grand in your son.
In life we faced with obstacles, we want to achieve dreams that might seem impossible. The eyes don't lie, look at mine, acknowledge truth. The streets raised me to be wise and honorable. Wise and honorable. The streets raised me to be wise and honorable. Wise and honorable. The streets raised me to be wise and honorable. Peace and money don't mix, invest in peace. I pay dues in the street, respect is my receipt. Truth will set you free, except with police. Be aware when you sleep, you can rest in peace. I elevate poetically, I'm incredibly deep. Never fall till you fall complete, stay on your feet. If you anxiously waited for me and Ray on the beat, be gracious, understand patience is key. I once needed direction, now I'm facing the east. To give praise like Muhammad, indeed Allah. Open my eyes, I'm watching my surroundings. Sharks and piranhas survive in the warmest waters. Mama Sana won't allow me to acknowledge doubters. Couldn't conceive, I was built to prosper since a teen. Wearing diamond jewelry in the projects. If you get knocked, how's it gonna seize your apartment? In life we faced with obstacles. We wanna achieve dreams that might seem impossible. The eyes don't lie, look at mine, acknowledge truth. The streets raised me to be wise and honorable. Wise and honorable. The streets raised me to be wise and honorable. Wise and honorable. The streets raised me to be wise and honorable.
Say rapping. get up, forget up. This ain't rapping, this is hip hop. Now get up, get up, get up, get up off your ass like your street time. Now get up, get up, forget up.
Street hop nigga, more than a rapper. H-O-P, Harry owns powder. Buying cell, got multiple lines on sale. I ain't trying to join my nigga rum in the cell. Phony niggas running rampant, naming family and friends while they stand on some rat shit. Cool cat trick. Never play a dumb nigga close. A nigga play you, play dumb with the toast. Eat smart and healthy, wheat bread dough. Rubber bands, waistband, 3 plus 4, 7. Trey Pizzy, ain't no guessing. I get busy with all this work, it makes sense. 30,000 and change when every bird went. South, west, east, even north. I'll bring them wherever as long as they pay the cost. Ever young boy.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up, get up, get up, get up off your ass like your seat time. Now get up, get up, get up. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up, get up, get up, get up off your ass like your seat time. Now get up, get up, get up.
Still street with it, niggas hold heat frigid. Getting complex beyond fresh, a magnifique blizzard. Deep dishes spinning like the waves behind the driver's wheel. No prediction with a vixen, I'm the lava. Still survival skill embedded, genetic, I'm giving queens the credit. I'll take your wife with just a swipe, it's like I pay with debit. Life's an edit, reset it, or better when it's necessary. Fuck being legendary, living in the cemetery. I wanna shine now, glowing in the present. Floating in the desert while we open in the pheasant. Provide orders and we ride daughters, fly hoarders. Just getting by taught us, now we go supply snorters. Shining like an April birthstone, rocking the earth tone. Full clip, shit in my whip, I'm in my work zone. Insert chrome, right in your mouth to get a point across. It's summertime, I'm about to cop another joint to floor.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up, get up, get up, get up off your ass like your seat time. Now get up, get up, get up. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up, get up, get up, get up off your ass like your feet tight. Now get up, get up, get up.
It's a young polar magic, a spirit channel through Africa. Hammer swing on my Gallagher. I started work up challenges for collateral. Crack standings and Adderall. Hanging things from Sino. Game of CeeLo, we out of Reno. Serve on a G-Lo. Just so happen I rap. My girl of color, Jim Crow. It just so happen I'm black. Boarded the slacks when I boarded the yacht. Loaded the socks and left my phone in the drop. I need some time to myself just to think. Smoke a Louis Short down in a blink. Start to grill, toast to me at the start of the meal. Sport mink, see bonnets smoking over the table. They cut, that's what get empty, the roll in the blunt. And those get passed to my niggas. Damn, I got a little ash on my niggas. More than the money through the soda club. My bitch a Christian, but she hold drugs. Support her, nigga, nigga.
Product of the borough, really move that work, really do that dirt, shoot through your Bought a Smith on me, big homie, with them Herbs. East side all the time, homie, know your turf. I'm no Janab to Coney Island out to Williamsburg. And everything in between that nigga, I killed this word. Going tax, pants sag to show the Fendi belt. Your bitch on me like Lyndon Major, you indie well. I know that ignorant shit you like. I'm on that ignorant shit you need. Run through your door with the phone like get on your knees. You know what's up, we came for them keys. Nigga, please, these things is gain of murder mileage. Living proof of truth, see I emerge from balance. Martin Duck got aggressive, I had to work my talent. And Cooper Project, I know you heard about it.
Forever, we want it all, baby. Yeah, we've been busy running the globe. Might travel round the world, but we always rap home. Posted on the corner with my men's shoes. Good hoodies, coats sagging over 10 boots. Gold chain to swing, the whole gang to hang. That click, clack, and bang, that's what we into. Hollin' at the joints as they walk past. Tryna bag, yo, shorty got a fat ass. Get the number, hit the Kimball, get the Humper. A year later, you don't fuck with your baby mother. Your baby brother came home from a bed. Right back to selling crack, you can't get him a gig. Your mom's are stressed out, your pops done left out. And your grandmother gets stuck with raising your kids. Just a life in the borough, kinda trifle, we thorough. Got vices to blow, but fuck dying to zero. I'ma get it while I'm grieving, and even by breaking even, I win. Just pray God know the reason I sin. And yeah, the product of Albee Square Mall, baby. Same era forever, we want it all, baby. Yeah, we've been busy running the globe. Might travel around the world, but we always rap home.
Shot pop off, everybody popping, shot the glass on the storefront. We forgot God was watching. Run, run, hit the gate, T's yelling, drop it. Niggas getting jammed up, better that than a jammed up. His mama said a few words to her, he was innocent. She might have heard he did some shit, but never saw no benefits. So in her eyes, he mommy's little baby, but he was outside talking to niggas crazy in a room full of people came to pay their respect. I just came to get a close look at a nigga to check. That nigga dead as a donut, stiff as a nail. And my man, tomorrow he gon' get out of jail. ROR, trust me nigga, I know the law. Release on your overconscious, that bullshit I'm on it. That's his first taste, I mean his first case. Got knocked with the strap, but not the one that clapped. This nigga here, we still got that, yeah. The first law in my hood is show no fear. Him and love was closer than we thought, that nigga in here crying. Oh shit, in the store, he probably passing the iron. Need some grimy ass niggas, full breed vultures. Trying to come up, still eating around roaches. Cookie Crisp, Captain Crunch, breakfast of the champions. Lucky charms, stay armed, niggas won't clap you then. We watch the side bitch talk like she is main bitch. His wifey just sat there, bitch wasn't saying shit. Right jab, left hook, handful of weed. This type shit a nigga got to see to believe. This bitch is acting up in here, police they don't fucking care. Homicide snoop around to them, we all with the shit. Cousin back in college saying he gon' get who did this shit. He a ball playing nigga, nigga better play ball. You play with the wrong niggas, we gon' get the letting. No, I done seen enough, feel like it's time for me to split. Hit the parking lot, chill where the weed is lit. Twist the cap, pour out a little liquor. All the theatrics, you know, like that was my nigga. We all can't win, some of us gotta lose. Envision a little dog barking at a pack of wolves.
cause that's what happened. Yeah, yeah, that's what happened. He just went on and on till niggas started attacking, acting like he was the only motherfucker packing. 50 bars of pleasure, 50 bars of pain. When I'm dead and I'm gone, niggas will remember the name 50. Yeah, yeah. 50 bars of pleasure, 50 bars of pain. When I'm dead and I'm gone, niggas will remember the name is 50. Yeah.
Bars open for the next fall. I start scoping over next door. I carve open from the deck, whoever should want step. And no for the harbor, I'm Rondo with the connect four.
What's the connect toe? Got that dope. This shit playing, what y'all ain't know? Still spit that potent bars laced with the arsenic. Pinning that arsenic, lyrical awesomeness.
Knowing the God in it, I give them 40 to flood them out. It's double up on double D's before the drought. You cut a rug, I cut a scene and cut you out. And based on the cut of your jeans, you cut a gown.
These clowns is cut around, but you know where they cut it from. The blueprint of the written sentence is 101. You want it done, ain't nothing come to try to Jerry Bruckheimer, the rhymer's reminder.
Cause memory serves and I've been on my Arthur. Ashing for the cash, no I grip like a halter. Back to my react like the script is on the wall. Back to run a track like it's hitting off the arm.
We giving them the haram, the calm before the storm. The timer before the bomb, 100 stacks in the palm. The 23rd in the psalm. The Lord is your shepherd and you should not want the God stomp on a record.
Recorded by the legions where Jesus hovering. Warm with your Caesar, fade who be ducking it. Call him high season, measure the applause. Lines over lines, 11 on the floor.
So whoever won the war, take 20 paces and draw. But better be Basquiat to the core. I paint pictures and Pro Tools. Shine on the track with no jewels. A breath of fresh air like O2.
If it ever approach you, however get close to. The flow handle like burnt spoons and ropes do. The brave one is the same one of the start wrong. Pull your heart out your chest like Comme des Garçons.
Comprende cabrón, on that Rosetta Stone. Bilingual better flow. Burke, I let them know. Sky and tall, the stanzas 4-4. Doing the most and they still want more. Mighty gone, mighty
gone.
I done seen the darkest nights and all they see is my success. The town heart pumping, getting weaker by the breaths. You seen what I done seen and probably leap up out your chest. Had Jamaica for my mama, caught a seizure by distress. It's 4-Bar Friday, man.
Yo, and we are back, man. Early in the hour, man, we had Cormega grace us with his presence, man. And again, look out for that album in July, man. It'll be dropping. We got 12 minutes left in the show, man. I'm doing an hour tonight, man. That last joint, man, further expresses what I was saying before, man. It's a lot of dope shit that came out, man, and motherfuckers don't even know, man. 2014, man, we all the way in June, man, and stuff has dropped, man, and y'all still sleeping, man. That was Sky Zoo and Torrey, Barrel Brothers, man. That track was 4-Bar Friday, and y'all niggas is asleep. That album is dope, man. Sky Zoo and Torrey. The fuck, man. Anyway, yeah, 4-Bar Friday was that joint, man. And before that, 50 Cent and The Funeral, you know what I'm saying? 50 Cent's album actually did pretty good, man, this month, man, according to the fucking Billboard, man. So he's number 4. After that, we had Sky Zoo and Torrey, Albee Square Mall, and then we had Mayhem Lauren and Troy Ave Street Hop, man. So, and then we had Cormega's joint with Raekwon, man. So I'm hitting y'all with shit tonight, man. I might not get everything in, but, you know, I'm going to get it in. You know, that's what I'm saying, man. We missing a lot of stuff, man. Ayatollah quietly dropped the album, man. Nobody fucking knew, man. You know, I got 2 joints off of there, man, I want y'all to hear, man. Shit. Master Ace came out with a new album, man. EMC's, man. You know, it's got him and a couple other, 3 other brothers on there. I can't call them right now, man, but that album was dope, man. J. Rawls got an album out, man, called Bills, man. Well, it's a single out, man, but it's so much shit out, man, that we ain't catching and we missing, man. you know. But I'm going to cut it short, man. I'm going to get into some rumor shit real quick, man. First and foremost, man, I'm out of Chicago, man. You know, we got a lot of MCs out here, man. We got a lot of rappers, man. But I want to talk about one guy in particular, man. This young man, Chief Keef, man. This dude is an idiot. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Niggas can say I'm hating. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say, man. This dude is a fucking idiot, man. This motherfucker got evicted out of his crib yesterday. And, you know, I'm certain he could pay the rent. You know, he was 4 months behind. He owed him about 11 grand. You know what I'm saying? But the neighborhood and the community that he was in, man, it wasn't that he couldn't pay, man. It was that the motherfuckers wanted him out the neighborhood, man, because, he did so much fuckery while he was there, you know, that they evicted his ass, man. I'm sure he had 11, you know, grand sitting somewhere, man. He could have paid his rent, man. But, you know, he got out here and got evicted, then went on Instagram talking about his house hunting. Yeah, I guess you are house hunting after you got evicted, B. You know, it be like that sometimes, man. But, you know, you got to pick up your shoes, man, and get out here, man, and do better for yourself, man, because you's a young cat, man, and it's like your 15 minutes is almost up, man. You know, 50 tried to take you under his wing. You fucked that up. Kanye tried to help you out. You fucked that up, man. And now, rumor, speculation, is that they trying to kill this little nigga, man. It's supposedly a contract out on this cat, man. You know, where they're trying to kill him, man. So, you know, at a peaceful event at that, man, a contract, 100K bounty, supposedly, allegedly, on this cat's head, man. And they want him dead, man. It's supposed to be some concert in Cicero, Illinois. I'm not going to be there. I don't want to see the motherfucker. No way. That ain't my type of shit. No way. But, you know, it's ridiculous, man, how grimy, you know, shit has gotten for this kid, man, you know. And there's been a lot of deaths and shit happening. A lot of MCs, well, a lot of rappers, man, been catching bullets, man, you know. So if you go into their concert, man, I suggest y'all forget about it and don't go, man, because sounds like a lot of fuckery is going to be happening there. Just saying, you know, you ain't got to take my word for it, but do what you do. You got to go. You got to go. I ain't going to mess with you about it. Yeah, we got a few more minutes left in the show, man. I'm going to play some more music for y'all, man. But I want to thank y'all for listening in, man. We're going to try to get some more people on the show as soon as possible, man. And I'm going to let y'all hear some more shit, man. So, I mean, nod your head. Wednesdays is what it is. And I thank y'all for coming. But I'm out. So, check out this music, and I'll see y'all next weekend. Peace.
Here come the mailman again.
Sleep is optional, so we opt to keep building. And life is a soap, so I work for all my children. And I've been at it since I was young and I was restless. Way before I was adding names to a guest list. Reality bites, but I stay hawking like I'm Ethan. Steady on my grind, son, ain't no time for sleeping. I get up in the morning, I slay the 9 to 5. Then I'm up to the wee hours, man, writing down these lines. Lyrics, beats, and then it's label boss, secretary, marketing head. Son, ain't no time off, I run a label, I'm the artist. Ain't no time for play, so click the download button, man. Check it out. Let's go. You already know. Come on.
I got bills to pay.
Let's get it.
What more can I say?
Hey, keep it real. Keep
it.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
What more can I say?
I thought you knew.
I got bills.
Yeah, you know I got my man. He a vet in the game. You know we got bills to pay.
Here come the mailman.
Yo,
again.
Hey,
I'm trying to get my hands on the gang of greenery. Upgrade my life a bit, change my scenery. It's hard to explain what this game do mean to me. The rap ain't all that it claim it seem to be. Now I don't mean to focus on the cream, but a few more drops in the bucket get me closer to my dream. And that bucket there is nowhere near full. You got an hour or two, I can give you an earful. You gotta be careful like I solemnly swear oath. Bills come every couple days like hair growth. Cell phone, house phone, mortgage, all that. Creditors call, turn around and call back. They wanna know what amounts I'm able to scrape up. The gas is past due and the cable is late, but I stay on the grind and it's real to say. There's no time to play, got bills to pay.
How? I got bills to pay.
Is that enough?
What more can I say?
Keep it real.
I got bills to pay.
Uh-huh.
like that, man.
I got
here come the mailman again.
Polar ENC LLC. The legend. J. Rawls, Master Ace. If you ain't know, now you know. That's how we do it. Come on.
They upon it, know they in the fall. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fall. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Seeing is believing for whoever need a reason to. Grail looking holy, or the crown is looking feasible. Hands come together for whatever, I could feed a few. Rapping turn water to Moscato for a freak or two. Came up out the Nike box, thinking I just need a coupe. Got it overnight, and overnight my believers grew. Money took a Chevy when they told us that it wouldn't. Tell them holding what they couldn't, and they tracking where I'm leading you. Leader of the new school, built up in the old. So when you geeking off the new school, I give them what they throw. And I suppose when I mention that it get to what I be about. How I used to shoot out a text and bring a Jeter out. Facts or however it go when you throwing hashtags. Act like you fit in the fold or get your gas mask. Hands on the lever, the will or the word. Either way you see them faithful when I peels off the curb. All hell, they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though.
The second coming, the dumbin' is humming through your monitor. Mama named me Torrey Carl, never no Monica. Take my verses personal, it's Monica. Gave you niggas life for a week, thought it was Hanukkah. Blue Yankee, my yarmulke. Known to ride the rhythm like a Yamaha. Willie with your bitty, pop the clutch and then I'm popping her. Told you she a rider, huh? That just means she riding us. Metro car through the box, run the train, she riding bus. Who won the collide with us? It's obviously obvious. The North won the Civil War. It's better to side with us. I'm fat and then white. Shit. It ain't no stopping us on the freeway with the Mac. That state propping us is bleak. If I jig and dash, it ain't no rocking us. Ready to die, sky's the limit. That big popping us. Poetic justice got me the juice, and that's that pocking us. Make you a believer, then lead you to make the lot with us. Talk to them.
Swear that they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Swear that they upon it, know they in the fold. Tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Talking what it be, know they in the fold. And tell them do believe, they with it from the go. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though. Yeah, but bet I make you a believer though.
Power Brothers, right? Yeah, Power Brothers, right? FGR though, IA though, living legends though. Talk to us then.
Yo, firstborn son was a burnt lit star. Certain sounds could just touch my heart. Working hard and my team still stars. Out here for J, pulling new cards on these old rap bars. Copy fools, I'm like I'm off these charts. I said, switch your pronto, no need to front home. Used to look at them like that's my uncle. Now it's a shame that I got to hunt you. Banging on my own beats, won't need Russell. Young running up, snatch your hustle. It's a BK spot, about to Strap a muscle if your raps are whack and if you lack the bundle. Cause I do it all, young enough to live and see old kings fall. Old enough to keep my four still song. Through your track like a cannonball. Through your walls, you gon' hear my call. Certified till I die, I'm raw. If I hit the stew and come back with more, I'll put it in the soul platinum for sure. And spin it all in Joe like I've done before. With a trap star cool, let a trap star grow. I flip my dough, cause that's all I know. 24-7 never ends all ho. Fuck four pole and my lungs feel smoke. And I kept it true, cause that's all we know. That's 4-7 goose made it track with smoke. Boom. My throat shooting shows on tow. Leave it to my pros and my young bro Joe. Cause it's not his fault, they put his styles on hold. And my other side glides each line of flow. To my mind and my rhymes on boast. Rap rebels ever walk in line, they mo. And even be the front line when the time comes. Rock and keep it loaded if you know you better run. Been hanging off the tongue, stay spitting hot bullets till my whole verse done. Come now,
who's number one now? Thought it was a joke till the number started showing up. Come now, who's number one now? Thought it was a joke till the number started showing up. Come now, who's number one now? Thought it was a joke till the number started showing up. Come now, who's number one now? Thought it was a joke, huh? Dirty want his money right now, and it's credit. I deserve my respect for this shit. I am better than them. Who pretended they them niggas still be lying to them. Still be buying this shit. So, off the government, word to my brother man from the fifth floor. Won't get fed if your mouth is closed. That's something he told me. The 47 OG is running it low key. I'm still dirty and I'm still 730. My vision is still blurry, so picture perfect ain't really certain. Blind, maybe does a carpet mask and curtain. Still couldn't block my shine. Chakra divine like third degree. Fresh 47 embroidery. Forever property, no loitering. Can't say my whole team eating yet, but I'm cooking up a mess with some fresh dirty kitchen. Spilling all my kids on your dress out of living. What I'm thinking, decided we next stop. Stopping and frisk, slaughtering pigs, anybody could get it. Shooting stars, now make a wish. Rocking skins like the skins be rocking. Power puffin', throwing that blossom. We running the game and this shit is exhausting. But I don't give a fuck, this shit is awesome. 4-7, it's 30. The original George Clooney, my nigga. The president of Mexico, my nigga. Dirty Tata, my nigga. We do this.
Come now, who's number one now? Thought it was a joke till the number started showing up. Come now, who's number one now? Thought it was a joke till the number started showing up. Come now, who's number one now? Thought it was a joke till the number started showing up. Come now, who number one now? I'm from the era where we never show weak, looking love. They phony as fuck, me and the homies holding it up. My only place first, thought he never lost. Off the bus in New York, trying to record. Bring favorite rapper down the side. Recognize they don't play with eyes. They an optical illusion like Optimus Prime. Break a rhyme down the summertime. Find what separates you and me. High knowledge and your truancy. Move like rocket ships, move a weed. Move and sing, word of my higher Buddha. See it through the eye of Judah. I ain't laid a loser. The crown ruler, balladry of a god. It's not a facade, the Brooklyn is on. Demanded in large, be the men in charge. No problems, the progress, dog spread love. Gospel. Demanded in large, be the man in charge. No problems, the progress, dog spread love.
Yo, I had to come back, man. That last joint was Pro Era, Come, and then Skazi Wintore, Believer, Make You a Believer, man. That Pro Era joint, man, lyrically that shit was dope, but I wasn't digging that beat, man, at all. Before that, we had Jay Rawls and Master Ace, I Got Bills, and man, that's it for the show tonight, man. Again, I want to thank y'all for coming out, man. I want to thank my man Cormega for getting on the show, man. And I will see you guys next Wednesday, not next week end, but next week Wednesday. And I have some more shit for you guys, man. Again, I want to appreciate, I appreciate you guys listening in on the show, man. I can't talk right, man. But thanks for coming, man. Nod Your Head Wednesday is officially plugging out. And I will catch you cats later. Peace.